Proverbs chapter 31, we'll read the first 31 verses here. It says, the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him, what, my son, and what the son of my womb, and what the son of my vows? Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for the kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. Give strong drink unto them that is ready to perish, and wine unto those that be of heavy hearts. Let him drink and forget his poverty and remember his misery no more. Open thy mouth for the dumb in the cause of all such as are appointed to destruction. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy, who can find a virtuous woman for her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hand she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry, her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates.
Let's go to God in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this tremendous chapter. And we pray this morning we might be able to reap the benefit of some of what is give it to us here. Bless this message. Honor yourself. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. I have found that one of the most difficult things to do is to read out loud the scripture. And so I asked Chad to do that. By the way, this, I don't know what you call it, a covering, is cashmere. From Israel. That's really quite neat. I want us to notice in this great chapter, which I believe lends itself to two different parts, and that is, it's rehearsed to us by a king. This is given to us through a king, King Solomon. Many believe that Lemuel is another name for Solomon. And certainly it fits his wisdom. If he had great instruction, given by his father, and statuated by his mother, the first 30 chapters are really instruction from David to his son Solomon. This in turn is, I think, Solomon, as he sends that on to his old family about his wife and their mother. You know, a good wife and mother, she rehearses and makes vivid the teaching of the father. It's interesting to know in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, where we could say, which dwelt in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also we find that this day has been established. I don't know the history of it, but I think it's fine that we take time to honor such women as we find in the Word of God and we find in our lives. Though much is written and preached from verses 10 to 28, I have never heard a sermon on verses 1 through 9, except for one time. It was my own several years ago. I was today to observe the teachings of Lemuel's mother, what she taught her son. First of all, we looked out at the verse number 3. She teaches him the dangers of illicit women. She has given to him instruction that ought to last a lifetime. I had it told to me at Bible college, there are two things that destroy a ministry. One of them is wealth, the other is women. And going the wrong direction here can really destroy. There was a young man who had a tremendous voice, and I believe he sounded a great deal like Doug Allman, and I remember him giving a concert at school one day. But his last year of school, his wife, who was very illicit, not structured, she told him to get lost. And a ministry that he had waiting was really terrifying. I believe chapter 7 is written with the same purpose in mind, as David tells his son to be careful of women, be careful of what they can do to him. She taught him the dangers of illicit women. By the way, I'm going to hurry because my sons don't know how. Secondly, we find, as you look at verse number 4, it taught him, or she taught him, the dangers of strong drink. Now what's sad today is that many Christians will take these verses to mean that it's okay to drink alcohol at any time. They forget chapter 20 where it says wine is a mocker and strong drink is raging thereby. Actually what we find are these verses teach the exact opposite. It teaches us the effects that it will have on our judgment. I have been in the streets of downtown Omaha late at night as I used to come home from work, and you would see those who were staggering, those who had fallen into the gutter, those who had vomited and lay their head in it. Their judgment is gone from them. And so we know that it has tremendous effect upon their judgment. However, we do find there is a proper time to whom it is to be given. And I want you to notice that word, given. It's not something that they are to do themselves. themselves, but something that is to be given to them. I believe there's a proper time to whom it is to be given. It is for the dying, to relieve them of their pain. Today, we give morphine, but strong drink has the same effect. I believe it's also designed to help people who are in severe depression, but most of all, those who are depressed, to defend them from criticism. I could still, yet this day, remember many of the lessons that my mother repeatedly gave to me. I thank God she taught me how to work. I did not like the way she did it. My mother worked a full-time job, and on Wednesdays, her day off, she worked me a full-time job. We didn't have a weed eater. It was these hands, and I had to pull the grass in the fence line, and I had to do it on both sides of the fence. Every spring, she taught me the value of a shovel, and so I became the rototiller, and every year had to go out and till the garden. By the way, she had a specific method in which she turned over soil, and you better do it that way. But she taught me how to work. I remember throughout high school, she taught me often that she wanted me to go to college, but she reminded me, son, we cannot pay for it, and you're going to have to work your way through it. I actually began that as a paper boy when I was 11 years old. I've held a job ever since that time, and God is blessed in that. My first year of college was paid for by that paperboy job and by my part-time jobs. Excuse me. I also remember how my mother taught me how to treat women. She did that in an unusual way as well. We had a few widow women on our block, and in the summertime, I was instructed to go mow their grass, and I was not to take anybody for it. I was instructed in the wintertime to go shovel their snow. That was before snow blowers, and I was not to take any money for it. She taught me to treat them with respect and to especially watch out for those who are elderly and needed help. But I'm also thankful that she taught me about God. My mother would not have known the expression leading somebody to Christ, and she did not do that, but she taught me the precept of an almighty God. For that I'm very thankful. She taught me he was a creator. He was the eternal judge. And if we would stand before him someday, because of those teachings, I believe God has taken me through this life, not only in the ways of salvation, but in the ways of walking with the Lord. How thankful I am for that. I received an email, and I'd like to read this to you. It's called A Mother's Prayer. It says, I pray you'll be our eyes that watches where we go, and help us to be wise at times when we don't know. Let this be our prayer when we lose our way. Let us, by your grace, be justified by faith to the cross where we'll be saved. He wants to hear your voice and to know that it's your choice. I pray you'll be set free when you bow the knee. Oh, call it Jesus' name, we read, and they shall be saved. Believing that by faith you are sought by grace and you will be welcomed home, I pray that sin no longer will reign over you. He who paid your debt is now victorious. We are promised, sealed by his Spirit, no longer strangers. We're joint heirs with his Son. I pray you walk in light. He is the light. Let your desires be changed to desire only him. You have been redeemed, purchased by his blood. The Spirit gently woos. The save he cannot lose. Give us faith that we may choose you. Believing now by faith, you've been sought by grace. Know you'll be forever saved. That was written by Linda and sent to me. I did not get her permission to read this. I hope she forgives me. But I thought how appropriate that a mother cares so much for their children to see them come to know Christ as their Savior, to know about God, to understand the things of the Lord. The very first time I was ever in church, I was 6 years old. My mother wanted my dad to take us to church. There was a little country church on Highway 275 headed to Glenwood. I believe it's still there. And we went there on a Sunday morning. What I remember is that there was a bunch of elderly ladies that all began to cry when they saw me. They didn't see very many young people at that church. And so I thought church was a place of weeping. But later I found it is a place of rejoicing. We put our trust in Jesus Christ. My question to you today is, have you accepted him as your Savior? My question to you women, have you been the mother you ought to be? By the way, all things can be changed. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love us. Thank you for this tremendous proverb, a proverb that talks about all the duties of a woman, the work she experiences, what it teaches us about the mother of King Lemuel. We pray, O God, that you would work in hearts this morning. Before we close in prayer, I have a question. Would you like to be saved? Would you like to know if you died, you would go to heaven? Would you like to know that? I'd like to pray for you. I'll not call you by name. I'll not point you out. I would not approach you later. if there's a deed that ought to be met this morning, that that deed might be met, and that you would be glorified by it in Christ's name.